No, I hook Israel. I just been because day four. Next up from 226a. Come on, Lazar. Says Lazar. Call him on Damar Tila David. Anyone who says Tila David, which is Psalms 145, Chol Yom, every single day, plus him in three times. Iubai Amadasi. He is the son of the world to come, and he connects himself with eternity. As is explained that in the world to come, the light from the light of the Keser, which has three heads. So it's saying Ashrei. Ashrei is a word that connects with Keser. It means tremendous joy and happiness and bliss. A person who appreciates the Hashem, praises him from the world, for everything in his life, recognizes him. Three times, he has this awareness drawn from three heads of the Keser, so he's connecting with the world to come. So when he comes, when he leaves this world, automatically he'll go there and get in his full level and expression. Wait a time, behold the word, the reason was said, as the Gemara explains, is going to bring, where he asks, Ibegin Parnasa Mizona Dechol Alma. If it's because of the sustenance and nourishment of the whole world, that because it mentions that Hashem opens his hands and satisfies everything, gives people the prize, people needs, trains them in Inun Bechol Yoma, Vatsafra Bepanya. There are two times every day, in the morning and the evening. That's when we people usually eat and are concerned about Parnasa. The Chesiv is written, Chesivus from a verse, Vaseis Hashem Lachem Ba'er Baser Lachol, Lechem Berkeli Sporan, Hashem give to you in the evening meat to eat and bread in the morning. So, if that's the reason why it's so special saying this psalm, Tila David, why thrice every day? Ella, but train the Mazon of Neinash Inche, the Chol Alma, two times the sustenance of people, the whole world, Chad the Mayav took for the Hawes of the Psychu Yadoi, and one to give power to that place of the opening of the hands, to the Malthus, so that it's able to express down the flow in the universe. Train Mazon and Elaine, these two levels of sustenance, Mishanin, Domado, they're different one from the other. One is from the surround light, one is from the internal light, one is from the right side of Chesed, one is the left side of Gvura. Kulut las mezoni ksivi hacha. And all three channels of sustenance are written over here. As it says also in this psalm, Vatono sein lahem esachlam bito, and you give them their food in its time. Do mezona dasiri. This is the sustenance of the rich. The yav mechla sagi bito, he gives a lot of sustenance in its time to the monk. Sochad, this is one train. Second one, Nixiv is written, Maspia, the full chai, which only satisfy everything with goodwill. Domazon and Maskini, this is the sustenance of the poor. Even Svein, Mirotzon, that they're satisfied from will. Lo, Migo, Michlo, Sagi, not from a lot of food. Plus, the three, Nixiv, Posech, Zedecha, you should open your hand. Do Tukfu, Lahawes, there's a power to that place. The Psichu, Yodoi, the opening of the hands, Nafkis, Rotzon, the Sava Lakula comes out, goodwill and satisfaction to all. So furthermore, Hochi lived as we learned, Lo Iu Ela Trezim, it's done only twice. Begin with Zona Panasa B'chol Yom, because of sustenance and livelihood every day. Even Chiyuva Al Banash, that there's this obligation of a person, the Yom Yotim says, More love, begin Chove Iu, it's not because of obligation, it begins Shvacha, because of praise, Go Tushbechon Dizmiros to David Malka, from which the praises of the songs of David Melech. My time was the reason, begin the Panasa Lo Chazi the Mishol, because sustenance is not fitting to ask. Except for after the prayer and the sustenance of his master. When a person prays, if he were, as he draws spiritual nourishment above and sustains the worlds above. Malka yechul k'mesa, the king shall eat first. Ulabasa yechul n'abdoi, and afterwards his servants shall eat. And see if that's written. Basi the gani, I came to my garden, achosi kala, my sister bride. Achalti yari im divshi, I ate my honeycomb with my honey. Shasisi yeni im chalavi, I drank my wine with my milk. Basa afterwards, ichurim, eat your friends. So, the Zohar explains that this verse is referring figuratively. Achalti yari, I ate my honeycomb. Dots losa to be yushav. This is referring to the sitting prayer, which is referring to seeing the Kriyashma divshi with my honey. Or Kriyashma does Kriyashma himself with its blessings. Achalti yari, I ate my honeycomb, the Zohar explains further, thus closer to Yishuv, this is the sitting prayer, how we are Levanon, that Lebanon forest. Now Levanon, in the Zohar, refers to the Ibunat Mochad, light of the Keser, which is drawn into the forest, it's the trees, all the expressions of the spheres of Hashem's light in the world, they transmit it. Yotzer, blessing Hashem, blessings of the Shema, Vofanim, Achayos HaKodesh mentions the angels, and Hashem creates the lights. Call honey ikun yar ilanin. They're all called a forest of trees. Each of the angels, like grow and like trees, make fruit, so they transmit Hashem's light to the universe. And Sivan Dibay, they're planted in it. And Divshi with my honey, Dokrishman, this is the saying of the Shema itself, claiming Hashem's oneness, our faith in Him. Dimusika Dukul, which is the most sweet of all, that's why it's called like honey. We claim Hashem's oneness in this world, that's the sweetest thing above. Bakamat Sufin and Musikin, many sweet and sweet things. Shasisi Yani, I drank my wine. What is this referring to figuratively? Dot Slosa Demu, this is a standing prayer of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mitivu Diyena Ilod is not from the good of the supernal wine that is guarded from the 6 days of creation, the hidden light, the Shani Shemoneh Esrei in the world of Atzilus. Udal Vesholosh Brachas Vishonis, this is the first three blessings of the Shemoneh Esrei. Im Chalavi, so it says with my milk, is referring to, in terms of this discussion, allegorically, Ilein Inon Shlosha Brachas Achonis, these are those last three blessings. Is Kalilin, Ilein Ve'ilein, they included one and the other. Adkan Michla de Malka, until here is the eating of the king. Person sustains Hashem through his prayer, drawing wine from the left side and milk from the right side. In the world of Atzilus, the Chassadim and the Gevuras, connecting to Hashem in sitting prayer and the standing prayer. After the king ate, after he draws his sustenance to the universes, the spiritual worlds above. Ichlu Reim Le'ela, the friends ate above. Shesu V'shichu Dodim L'Sata, let drink be intoxicated the lovers beneath. Hashem draws our sustenance so we can feel His presence in this world, benefit from the spiritual light. Although, because of this, leis chiyuv de mezona, there's not an obligation of being concerned about sustenance. The labas are so susceptible to their prayer. We're not supposed to eat before davening, right afterwards. Then daven and draw the sustenance above. We can be concerned about sustenance beneath. So we daven chachris and bring out the pagas and locks. Mislosa de mincha, in the afternoon prayer, kodem slosa, we mentioned Tilal David, this prayer of Ashrei, before the Shemoneh Esrei. My time was the reason we begin the Adlo Shtachach Dinakasha, before is found harsh judgment. Because if the Mincha is already towards the night, and the judgment setting in, so we want to draw a revelation of Hashem's presence, praising Him, recognizing Him, and saying the Psalm, Tilal David, before the harsh judgment, so we say before the Shemoneh Esrei. We all down Pin Gamalkam to hear it. While the face of the king is still shining, Hashem is still shining chesed to the world, while still day. So then, Yemer Tehillah David, he should say this Psalm of Tehillah David, Bahai Sidura de Mezona, this arranging of the sustenance that draws Panasa to the world. The Labasa de Dinah Sharia Vitali Al Alma, that after judgment rests, is hanging on the world. Lo Shaitahi, it's not the time. Other Pinchas and Nashki. Pinchas came and kissed him, having revealed this great revelation, because Rabbi Lazar, his son-in-law, actually his grandson-in-law, because Rabbi Shimon was the son-in-law of Rabbi Pinchas, and Rabbi Lazar, his son, like his grandson-in-law, his grandson, he merited that he kissed him to draw him the surrounding lights from this internal revelation of the Torah that he just revealed. Because he was speaking about mezonos, which is sustenance, such sustenance is called, Baal Tan explains, or pnimi, internal light. So he kissed him to draw him the surrounding lights of this level of the Torah, to expand our perception of Hashem's presence, spiritual sustenance that we get, the revelation, experience of His existence in the universe, from the spiritual worlds below, above, and the physical worlds beneath, there will be one flow of seeing Hashem Echad, Ishmael Echad.